Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. I'm not sure if I'm live right now. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, you're live.
Oh, okay, perfect. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Today is Monday, though we started a bit later, an hour later. Today is your segment of That's the Movie with Robert and Fonsidalgo. So how's it going, bro? How was your Halloween weekend?
It was okay. I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Much.
Yeah, I heard it was kind of rainy out there in LA that night.
Yep.
Well, that sucks. Out of all days, it never rains in LA, and it decides to rain on Halloween night. Yippee.
Yeah.
So, what do you have for us today?
Well, just like Marvel news, like crazy. That's all. So it's like all Marvel does. Like they just come back with more and more news. Like finally, you know, this was at the beginning of the week, you know, last week, where they just didn't stop talking about Marvel news. But now we got even more Marvel news. They announced their Phase 3, which they call it, which is their movie lineup all the way until 2019. Just a week after, I think, Warner Brothers did the same thing, or 2 weeks after. And anyways, it's starting off in 2016. May 16th, 2016 will be the start of Phase 3, and it's Captain America Civil War. So this is the movie everyone's been talking about that's going to happen. This is apparently what the third one's going to be about, and yes, this is exactly what it's about. Marvel held a sort of media event and fan event at the El Capitan Theater on Hollywood Boulevard here, I think, last week Tuesday, they held the event, so it was like pretty close to my house. I didn't even know it was happening, and they just announced all their movies. Kevin Feige went on stage and he talked about all the movies that are coming up, and he talked about Civil War, but he said it's not going to be about secret identities. So I don't know exactly what that means, because Civil War that's literally what it's all about, and Spider-Man has a huge, you know, like he's a huge character in the Civil War storyline, as well as, you know, Luke Cage and Wolverine's even pretty big in this whole thing. Just the Civil War is like, you know, it affected the whole Marvel universe, at least on Earth. So I don't know how it's going to work out in the movie, but now we have this movie, so we know that. And the movie following that, the same year, in November, November 4th, 2016, is Doctor Strange. And actually, last week, as soon as the show finished, there was this whole big, you know, ruckus that just exploded, that it was Benedict Cumberbatch is in final talks for the role of Doctor Strange. But as of
right
now,
we had talked about it though,
still,
that day.
Yeah, yeah, I talked about everyone who was being considered, but even Kevin Feige, when he was being interviewed, he said we considered literally everyone. So everything we were hearing was everything they were considering, and Benedict Cumberbatch was there, of course. But apparently, he's in final talks. When Kevin Feige was asked about this directly, he said, "If it was true, we would have announced it today." So right, as of right now, it's still a rumor, and we will announce who will be the actor, you know, when the time comes. Could be a week from now. Could be months from now. Could be, you know, right before trailers dropped or the movie's released. So, yeah. But it seems like Benedict Cumberbatch is the most likely choice, because Joaquin Phoenix left, and because he didn't want to, you know, be in multiple movies. So, yeah. And the movie following that, the following year of 2017, will be Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Woo, yay. I mean, we all knew this was going to happen. It's going to release May 5th, 2017. It was originally going to release July. That was going to be one of the release dates. But since Marvel is going to be releasing three movies in 2017, I guess it has to come out earlier. And following Guardians of the Galaxy, that same year, it will be the third Thor movie called Thor Ragnarok, which is going to release that same year, July, July something is going to release, but it's just released in July. So anyways, that's going to be the next movie, and following that is Black Panther, which, Sasha, if you didn't know who Black Panther is a pretty, he He's a black character. His name is T'Challa. I don't know how to pronounce his name too well, but they live in this this one. It's like a, you know, like a place called Wakanda, but it's, I think, supposed to be in Africa. I don't remember exactly where it is. I'm not too, you know, savvy in who Black Panther is, but I just know that he's pretty badass. And the funny thing was that, you know, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans went on stage when they announced the Civil War thing and everything, and they also helped announce who's the actor playing Black Panther, and that's Chadwick Boseman, who played James Brown in the movie that came out this year, Get On Up, and he also played Jackie Robinson in 42. So he's now in this movie, and he's apparently signed on for five movies. And they also released a picture, a drawing of his costume, the costume he's going to wear, and it looks pretty cool. I mean, Black Panther is a really cool character. He's not really super powered. He's more, you know, think of Batman, that type of stuff, where he's just really badass and knows how to fight. And yeah. But also one of the things with him is he doesn't really talk. But yeah, this is pretty much, I guess, this is Marvel diversifying, you know, their universe. I mean, the last black superhero we had was, I don't know, Blade. And he almost doesn't count because he's kind of like an anti-hero at times because he's a freaking vampire. So, but still, that's the last time we had any black superhero. So now we got one, and one of the most badass ones. And the next one, you know, probably after him would be Luke Cage, which I'll get to that in a moment. And following that, you know, following Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, which is in two parts, just like it was rumored. The first part is going to come out in 2018. Let me see when exactly it comes out in 2018. Because there's like three movies coming out in 2018, and then in the phase three is going to be with, I think, Infinity War in 2019. But anyways, okay, so May 4th, 2018 will be the first part of Infinity War. So everything really that I'm talking about right now is exactly what people, you know, figured what would happen from the beginning, since we're all the rumors is pretty much lining up with exactly what they're announcing. And yeah, so it's going to be part one, May 4th, 2018, and surprisingly, well, something also people really wanted is Captain Marvel, or Marvel, has been announced for July 6th, 2018. And it's going to be the first solo female superhero movie from Marvel. So that's really cool.
Is it now?
Yeah, so that's more Marvel, you know, diversifying. But they're also introducing, you know, characters with this Phase 3. That's probably what they're really focusing on. And, yeah, and it's good because, you know, since we know Black Widow's not going to get her own movie for a while, we're going to have Captain Marvel. Marvel. I think it's pronounced Marvel, but, you know, people. So anyways, after that will be The Inhumans, November 2nd, 2018. Sasha, obviously, you don't know who The Inhumans are, but what they are is like, they're like mutants, pretty much. The Fantastic Four discovered them. They have this planet really close to Earth, and they're all like born, you know, with all these weird, like, cool superpowers and stuff. Everyone has different ones. The leader of the Inhumans is called Black Bolt. He doesn't talk because his power is that he has like this really high pitched voice or something that's able to, like, you know, make anyone deaf if he tries to speak. It's just like he's just a total badass, but he's silent the whole time because he can't obviously talk or he'll hurt people around him. So, yeah, that's what the Inhumans are. And this will pretty much be Marvel's response to Fox's mutants, you know, having the X-Men and everything. They'll have the Inhumans. So it's pretty cool. And then following that movie, next year, May 3rd, 2019, will be the second part of Avengers Infinity War. And that'll pretty much wrap up all of Phase 3 and everything, you know, because everything's going to be affected by that, because the Infinity War is going to have Thanos coming to Earth, and he's going to, I don't know, mess with the superheroes and want to kill people and stuff. So this will probably affect everyone. So this means that all the characters in the TV shows, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., will be affected. All the characters in Daredevil by then, all the Defenders, like pretty much anybody in the TV universe and the movie universe is all going to be together in this movie. So it's going to be huge. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll assume it's something big. Yeah, and that's pretty much all the lineup. And, yeah, I'm looking, you know, there's a few interview questions. There is this website, Screen Rant, who is a pretty good website that I use, you know, it just has everything located with what's going on and any news that I might have missed over the time. But, yeah, they asked him a few questions about, you know, like Spider-Man, of course, because that's a big part of, you know, Civil War. But he says he's not confirming or denying anything about Spider-Man being part of Phase 3. And he's kind of like, you know, needs to be a part of this movie, I mean, but of this universe. And there has been, you know, the rumor that we might see Spider-Man in a Marvel movie, in one of the Marvel movies, because, you know, Sony is not doing so well with their franchise. It's just literally all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, they're hanging on to the possibility that Sinister Six might actually be a good movie and people might like it. So, there we have that. But something else I want to bring up. Well, I just think Spider-Man needs to be a part of it. I thought about it since before the Avengers 1 came out. I know he wasn't going to be a part of it, but, you know, he really needs to be a part of it. But anyways, actually something I want to bring up that I was listening to these guys, these podcast guys that brought this up, this YouTube channel, they're pretty much it. One of the guys was talking and he said that he has no interest in seeing any of the movies now because he was so excited to see Avengers Age of Ultron, but since they announced all the titles for all the movies and everything coming up until 2019, anybody can just research the title and they'll know pretty much what happens. And that, you know, that got me thinking, you know, we knew Marvel had its movies planned, had its movies planned all the way till 2019, but we didn't know exactly what movies. You know, DC did it, but the difference with DC is that they announced all those movies, but depending on how successful they are, depends on if those movies are going to be released. We know for a fact that Marvel is going to release every single movie that they have here, but he brought up something interesting that I never thought about before. I just get excited about it because I'm like, oh, look, this is actually happening. This is going to be a thing. So, but the difference, I think that, you know, it's a good thing, is that the Marvel universe, the movie universe, is changing every day over, you know, the comic universe. A lot of things that you see happen in the movie and certain storylines in the movie aren't happening, you know, in the comics. Like, what originally happened in the comics is not actually happening in the movie. You know, like, for example, Thor Ragnarok, this is spoilers probably for the movie, but what that storyline's about is that Asgard is pretty much destroyed. So that's like a big thing, and automatically when you have that title there, everyone pretty much knew, like the rumors, everyone, you know, figured before they even announced this that was going to be a third Thor movie. So it's not such a big surprise, but it kind of ruins, you know, the surprise for some people. But for me, I don't care about the surprise. I don't need to watch a movie and be like, oh, I need to be surprised that, I don't know, Captain America dies or something. And I'm like, well, I don't care. I don't care if I already know he's going to die. What I go watch Marvel movies for is, you know, to enjoy the ride. And I'm sure lots of people do. The Marvel movies are just fun to watch, and I don't need to be like this crazy twist at the end of the movies every single time. So, I don't know. I think it's a good thing. I mean, Sasha, what do you think? Is this going to make you any less excited to see any of the Marvel movies?
Dude, I think that when the time comes to, like, sit down and watch the movie, like, all of this crap, you know, all this decision making doesn't matter. I think that,
yeah, exactly. This is just people speculating, having fun talking.
Yeah, speculation stuff. You're gonna go watch the movie regardless. Marvel lovers,
exactly.
And comic book lovers and superhero lovers, they're just gonna go see the movie regardless. And then, you know, I guess we'll see then. And
no matter how bad these movies get,
people are always gonna go watch these movies. You know,
yeah,
they've
made like $7 billion so far with their movie universe. So that just tells you that everyone loves the Marvel movies. So people are gonna keep seeing them. And the thing is, they keep getting better than the previous movies. That's the thing about Marvel movies. You know, that's a great thing, is that they're not the sequels that are worse than the first movie or worse than the previous movie. No, they're actually getting better. So it's surprising. Like, you had Captain America 2 that was just, wow, way better than Captain America 1. Just, like, so better in that movie. And it just was awesome. Everyone just loved it. And it's just telling you sequels are, you know, getting better. I mean, granted, when they first started, their movies weren't the best, but they were still entertaining. I mean, Iron Man 1 was great. But then you have Iron Man 2, which was one of the worst movies that Marvel has made so far since their whole little phase stuff have started. And, you know, it kind of sucks, but once you lead into phase 2, you start realizing that they're learning from their mistakes and they're trying to make things better. Thor 1 was so boring. Thor 2, not a great movie, but it was not as bad as the first movie, in my opinion. I still enjoyed it more than I enjoyed the first movie. It was a good movie. But it could be better. Thor 3 is probably going to be way better than Thor 2 was. And that's just the thing about the Marvel movies, is you can already trust that they're going to be good movies. You already know that they will be. They've earned that. That's the difference between, you know, Marvel's movie universe and DC's movie universe.
I like Thor.
Yeah, and mostly that's due to, because, you know, Loki, Tom Hiddleston is Loki, which is segueing into my next thing. So this is spoilers for Thor 2, or, you know, if you've seen Thor 2, you already know exactly what I'm talking about. But Loki is back. You know, he's going to be back for the third Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok. And he's also going to be part of the Infinity Wars. And if some of you don't understand why he's going to be part of Infinity Wars, it's because in Avengers 1, he enlisted the help of Thanos to invade Earth and, you know, attack Earth with all this alien stuff. The staff he got had one of the Infinity Stones, which was the Mind Gem, that was given to him by Thanos. And Thanos is this purple guy that showed up at the end of Avengers 1 and was sort of like a background villain in Guardians of the Galaxy. So, yeah. He's going to be in the movies, of course, and I'm assuming that Loki's going to have to help Thanos and Avengers, you know, Infinity War, because, you know, he has to, because he owes Thanos a debt for, you know, borrowing all that stuff from him to try and take over, you know, Earth, like a dumbass. It didn't work out too well. So next is, I just want to talk about, you know, Chadwick Boseman as, you know, as a Black Panther. And it was just Robert Downey Jr. being asked about it, and he says it's all awesome, and he thinks he loves the idea and everything of Black Panther and Captain Marvel and everything. And he says that if they wouldn't have started doing stuff like this, it would have been creating an imbalance, you know, in the Marvel universe. Like, that being said, like, it just means it would have gotten boring, and it would have been like the same thing over and over again, unless we're getting, you know, different actors, different characters introduced and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's obvious. But and they also caught up to you know, Chadwick Boseman. He talked about how they've had black superheroes before, Blade, and they also had Anthony Mackie, you know, playing Falcon in The Winter Soldier. But they've never done something like Black Panther, and that's true. You know, we haven't seen a black superhero like Black Panther in movies at all. I mean, the closest we can say was Will Smith movie Hancock, but that movie wasn't even that good, so we can just push that one under the rug or something. But with Black Panther, I mean, there's just hope, you know, for a pretty badass superhero. And speaking of you know, black superheroes, LL Cool J apparently has a Marvel role. he teased on Twitter. He says, this is verbatim what he said, I'm so ready for this role in Marvel movie. There, I guess it was a little typo there, but I'm pretty sure he meant to say, like, in this Marvel movie, or I'm ready for this role in the Marvel movie. I don't know. But I'm assuming the only character he could possibly be playing is Luke Cage, which is okay, but I kind of preferred Terry Crews to play Luke Cage. But, I mean, LL Cool J is not terrible, but he's got the look for, you know, definitely for Luke Cage, but I think Terry Crews should be the one playing it. But, I don't know, maybe he's not even playing Luke Cage at all, because, you know, Vin Diesel did this a while ago when he was going to play Groot, and you know, The Rock also did this with Shazam. So we'll see. So now, finally, that was the last bit of Marvel news. Now we're going to lead into, you know, the less billion-dollar franchise movies. So we got Seth Rogen has been casted in this new Steve Jobs biopic, which is being directed by Danny Boyle, who directed 20 Days Later, and is also written by Aaron Sorkin, you know, creator of West Wing and The Newsroom. So he's been, last week, Christian Bale was cast as Steve Jobs, and now Seth Rogen is cast as Steve Wozniak, who, if somebody doesn't know, was the guy who designed, like, the Apple I and Apple II computers in the 1970s. He was, like, pretty much with Steve Jobs, and then apparently Steve Jobs ripped him off. It's this whole drama that happened, and Seth Rogen is playing him. I think last year it was Josh Gad who played Steve Wozniak in the Jobs movie that I never even saw. I think you saw it, Sasha, right? The one with Ashton Kutcher.
I've seen it on Netflix actually.
Yeah, I saw it there in the Netflix stuff, and I'm like, no, thank you. I don't want to see this movie. I saw the first 5 minutes before it showed up on Netflix, and I was like, never mind, this is so boring. I don't want anything to do with it. I just didn't find it interesting at all. But, yeah, I mean, this sounds, you know, you got Danny Boyle and Aaron Sorkin writing the script, so this sounds promising. And Seth Rogen in another dramatic role, more or less. I mean, in 50-50, he played the supporting character in that movie, but it wasn't too dramatic. But still, you know, not bad idea.
Yeah.
So the next is about Terminator 5 with that stupid title, Genesis, but instead of an I, it's spelled with a Y. It's whatever. It's so stupid. But anyways, the director, Alan Taylor, you know, Thor, The Dark World, you know, they had these whole pictures taken with Entertainment Weekly, and these weren't set photos. These were like, this was like, you know, a photo shoot, and it has Arnold Schwarzenegger in a leather jacket with a shotgun in his hand. But the problem with the photos is they look really badly done. Like, they just look so stupid. Like, you can obviously tell, you know, they weren't for the movie. It was just a photo shoot. But it has everyone pretty much in wardrobe. It has Jai Courtney as Kyle Reese, which a lot of people aren't really happy with. I'm not really, you know, all for it. I don't care. I don't really like Jai Courtney too much. But any other actor could have been better. And then we also have Matt Smith in his, like, this whole, like, army getup, and he has a gun in his hand, and this is all, like, futuristic getup, and it looks weird because I've never seen, you know, Matt Smith in anything else besides a bow tie and a corduroy jacket. I mean dress coat, tweed coat, and it's kind of weird, but still. He looks pretty cool. He looks pretty cool. And then you have Jason Clarke from Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, who's in the movie, and he plays John Connor, like the older, you know, version from the future, and Emilia Clarke playing Sarah Connor. So everyone looks pretty cool. I don't really care for Jai Courtney too much, but yeah, if anybody really is interested in looking at it, the pictures are really stupid looking. But it just gets you a glimpse at what they'll sort of look like. Even the Terminator, they have a picture of an exoskeleton Terminator and stuff. But mostly everyone looks just so stupid because the pictures look so bad. But anyways, moving on. And this was probably one of the biggest surprises I've heard all week, is that Michael Bay is directing a new movie, but it's not going to be an explosive, over-the-top Transformers movies. Or anything with Ninja Turtles, or Bad Boys 3, which is a travesty, but we can get over that. He's directing a movie called 13 Hours, and what it's about is it's Benghazi. In 2012, there was a terrorist attack, you know, on the U.S. State Department Special Missions Compound in Benghazi. It was a whole big thing back in 2012. And now he's directing this pretty much very serious movie. And it's going to follow the six members of the security team who were in that compound, who fought to protect, you know, the other people stationed there. So that's a pretty serious movie coming out from Michael Bay. But the thing about Michael Bay is that he does pretty good movies that aren't Transformers movies, if you understand. Like, have you seen Pain and Gain? That was a great movie. If you saw Bad Boys, the first one was great. And then the second one was even better than that. So it's kind of like, you know, he's not a bad director. He just does bad Transformers movies.
No,
so
I think it's just like any franchise. Like, once it reaches its, like, a point, that's it. Like, that's it. What more do you want to see?
Yeah, but the movies weren't really that good as they progressed. I mean, I watched all the movies, but not in theaters because I didn't want to waste any money on that. But I watch them either way because they're just fun, explosive action movies with really stupid characters and stupid things they say that make you cringe. But they're still fun action movies if you just look at them for the, you know, just the action.
Yeah, they're just entertain. Like you said, they're just movies that are meant for entertainment, and that's definitely one of them. I saw this last one in the movie theaters. I went in there. I didn't go in there expecting, like, oh, my God, it was Mark Wahlberg, because I had already seen the previews, and I seen that Mark Wahlberg was probably doing one of the worst characters in his whole career in that movie. So, it was just entertaining.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it was just
like, I'm an inventor. No, like, nobody believes you're an inventor, Wahlberg. Get over it. And just keep going with the whole thing. It's like, I'm an inventor and you make money and stuff.
No,
like,
it was whack.
If I revive Optimus Prime, I'll get so much money from it because I'm an inventor. It's like, you just keep hitting it over the head. Like, we get it, you're an inventor. Nobody cares. Nobody believes it.
And can I get it? I mean, I didn't know that you really liked it, but I've seen it, and I was indifferent about it. A lot of people liked
what
it.
What movie?
Jesse really liked it.
What
he
movie?
Even bought the DVD. Pain and Gain.
Oh, yeah. Pain and Gain was pretty good. It was a pretty good movie. It was actually one of the best, because it's exactly what we like from Michael Bay, you know? We like Bad Boys. We like those movies. This is what it was, you know? It was, like, awesome. But anyways, we got to start wrapping up.
Cool, so tell us
right.
Where to find you and whatnot.
Yep, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, you know, at The Real Robert AH. On the Facebook page, you can, you know, keep up to date with our stuff, The Sasha Marina Show, and That's the Movie. On Instagram, you can follow me at Robert Alfonso Hidalgo. Go on the website to look at our previous podcast, thesashamarinashow.com. And you guys can go on Google Play and BlackBerry World. You can download our app, Sasha Marina Show app. Also, a very easy way to stay up to date with all our stuff, as well as our, you know, our Facebook pages too. So yeah.
I actually have a couple reviews coming up.
Three
Kingsman,
reviews. I have Blackies, Nightcrawler, and Kingsman: The Secret Service, which was I got to see an extremely early screening. But yeah, the movie. We have the reviews, so I should editing them. And stuff. So, yep.
Yeah, most currently, if you guys still haven't seen Fury, Fury is up.
Fury.
I like.
And Birdman as well.
Birdman as well, yeah. I mean, I like Fury. Robert didn't like Fury, but it doesn't mean that the movie wasn't good. It was just a little long and boring at times. But no spoilers. Just you can go watch it on our YouTube page and see what you think if you haven't seen it already. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and talk to you next week, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.